producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. I will get to Hugh, Adam, Jackie, Don, Mariah, everybody. Our next guest is just joining us for about 20 minutes, so those I don't get to now, I'll get to after that. We've got major censorship by the globalists trying to shut down all sorts of information getting out. Former top NSA leader William Binney will be joining us in studio in the third hour today. Q in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hugh Collins from Toledo, Ohio. I have a question for you. Rodney Stitch is one of my heroes. I've never heard you mention him. My question is, what do you think of his work, and why hasn't he been more influential?
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I'm having one of those moments. I've heard the name a lot over the years. I think I know who he is, but I can't remember. I'm getting old. I'm not as sharp as I used to be when it comes to memory. Who is Rodney Stitch?
Well, he started as an FAA inspector, and he wrote the book Unfriendly Skies. And he discovered...
All about chemtrails.
Yeah. And he wrote...
You know, I think he might have been on my show or the news years ago, but I do want to get him on. So stuff just falls through the cracks. Great point. You should do show tips. Tell us who you want to hear on the show.
Well, he would be great. And if you can get him there, he's a pretty old guy now. He's written a lot of books. One is called Defrauding America, and there's another one called Drugging America. His output is voluminous.
Yeah, I think he's been on the show now that you say it.
It would be great if you could get him.
You bet. What else are you calling about, brother?
That's really all I have right now, Alex. I'm a big fan of your show. Secret 12 is great.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate you calling. That's a great idea. Yeah, show tips at InfoWars.com. By the way, just hashtag InfoWars for your questions for William Binney. That way I don't know. I tend to do that once the guest is on, and then we rush to the end, and I only get the questions at the end. If you want to get your questions into William Binney, please send them now. Tweet them at RealAlexJones with the hashtag InfoWars behind it. Don in Oklahoma, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Don on Oklahoma. Alex, it's my opinion, what I should be doing is concentrating on my county, constitutional sheriffs, new councilmen, commissioners, and so forth. My question to the guest is what he might could share or help me to look for on a county level. That's my question. Thank you.
That's a great question. I'll ask William Binney that when you come up later or when he comes up later on the broadcast, when your question comes up. I think I should write that down. What do you look for government spying on a local level? Well, you look for cell towers that are smaller, in my experience, that are not connected to the telephone company. Those will be basically stingray platforms to steal your data. They're totally illegal. The police and feds denied them for years. We were covering it a decade ago. Now it's mainstream news. Again, they got caught lying to us. The threat fusion centers give police these tools and teach them how to engage in illegal activity. And they get the cops in and tell them it's all legal and see who will go along with it, who is influenceable, who can be federalized, who can be given an extra paycheck as an auxiliary fed, as a deputy fed. And that's the federalization that's going on right now. And that's why we're battling that as hard as we can. Jackie and Adam and Matt and Mariah and many others, first-time callers today, 800-259-9231. We're going to have our guest on for a couple segments dealing with censorship, and then we're going to come back to your phone calls at the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to get into White Privilege Conference Workshop, pushes grade school lessons about genderqueer transgender folks and gender fluids. That's what they want to teach first graders. This is a teacher training seminar paid for by the feds. in conservative areas like Louisville, Kentucky. They are going to teach your 5-year-old how to do things that I didn't know about until I read this at 41.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying. And a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kathleen Paul heads up Organic Consumers, a major nationwide organization that checks organic claims, that monitors government, federal and state, and global activities. She and others from her organization have been set for months to speak at a food conference, the future of food and food safety, that Whole Foods was involved with at South by Southwest, one of the biggest conferences in the world, if not the biggest now. It's just huge. Hundreds of thousands show up. They were banned. And when she joins us, I want to do a presentation for listeners to put it in context. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. Every time they try to censor us, we're just going to double down. I want you guys to print me, please. Coke spends millions to teach people that sugar is good for you. That was out a few days ago. I want the article out of the Washington Post, please, in my folder. I forgot to tell you. Sorry. We just do everything here on air. Total transparency. Direct the show, everything. That's why it's a popular broadcast. It's teleprompter free. I want that Washington Post from Monday, please. Where they said that the feds are moving to not have labels on drugs and vaccines. There is a move because you're waking up, we're winning, to shut everything down. And that ties in with FCC chairman concedes, there's a video on Infowars.com from CNS News, FCC chairman concedes future internet tax is possible after all. And now that we got the actual regulations, not law, we don't get law from Congress now. We get it from Obama appointees. Even though most of the commission didn't like it, you know, he's the boss, he's the little dictator. And so they talk about taxing to fund enforcement. And they said they're going to follow the model that they've used with the FCC on broadcast AM, FM, UHF, VHF television. So everybody better be grabbing their backside and protecting it, because here comes the FCC. It'll take a few years, and they'll have Congress debate it, and they'll change some of it. It'll be on a big lobbying chopping block, fighting over the future of everything on the internet, but it's here. So I hope all you snot-nosed Soros idiots that ran around bludgeoning me on the head and attacking me in publications and national TV saying I'm against net neutrality, I'm against internet freedom, I hope you're pleased with what happens. I hope you're happy with taxing and regulating the internet, because here it comes. I hope you're really proud of yourselves. You're totalitarians. It is so sad. George Soros, $196 million to fake leftist organizations in the last year to run around saying protect the internet from Comcast. Comcast now has a federal agency that it's manipulated in the past that's let them consolidate control with the other bigs. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch, Comcast said. Oh, please don't pass this net neutrality. See, Comcast is against it. That's how they passed the Federal Reserve. That's come out in mainstream news decades ago. Congressional hearings. The big bank associations got together, said, oh, we don't want a Federal Reserve to rein us in. Don't do it, when they are the private shareholders. Oh, don't do it. Please don't. Reverse psychology works very well on childlike brains. So that's coming up. We've got unprecedented Starbucks. Every time you go in Starbucks, I will not go in Starbucks. I'm officially boycotting Starbucks for their anti-gun stance and everything else. They'll chat up about, you know, you got white privilege if you're white, or if you're black. I'm sorry about your oppression. This is turning everything into a giant re-education camp, a giant sensitivity training system. Starbucks employees who discuss race relations with customers, Infowars.com. That dovetails with white privilege conference workshop pushes grade school children, age 5, a lesson about gender queer, this is, quote, transgender folks, lecturing elementary school age children about gay, lesbian, and transgender issues, and about gender fluid and how to share your gender fluids. You can't, again, make this up. I'm going to be covering that coming up some of the next hour. And the EPA tyranny is a record cold as ice jams, you know, wreck apartment buildings and more. Backyard burger and wiener roast targeted by EPA has the potential for global application. The UN looks to us for their global tyranny. EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. That's just some of what's coming up. And again, I just mentioned this. White House exempts itself from FOIA requests. See, everything's going secret. And pretty soon, I'll have to have old MMR shot if this legislation passes. They said they may just do it regulatory. Who needs legislation anymore? Where MMR will not have an insert or tell you the adverse reactions or any other drug. They'll have drug ads now not telling you, where they talk for 30 seconds how great it is, and then 30 seconds that'll kill you deader than a hammer, or make you have a heart attack or go crazy or murder your kids. Or you hear all those ads. Not anymore if they have their way. I mean, they're making a totalitarian move because confidence in them is collapsing. And you don't have to believe Alex Jones. Congress has a 7-9% approval rating depending on which national poll. This is really good news, because this isn't our government at the highest levels. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Adam in California, or California, as the gubernator would say. You're on the air, Adam. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm here, auxiliary reporter that did the Comedy Central bit of them attacking your website.
Yeah, you caught him in the subliminal message. Good job. What's your name?
Adam.
Well, good job, brother.
Have you seen the epic rap battle where you rap against Ray Kurzweil?
We have seen that. I never aired it. There's just so much of this stuff. I mean, I thought that was actually a fairer piece. What did you think?
It was. They gave you a lot of respect. I mean, just the fact that you're debating against a head of DARPA and one of the smartest inventors and geniuses of our generation gives you respect right there. And you said a lot of good stuff in it.
Well, they actually pretty much took my quotes and they had an actor engage in them. We should play that on air. That came out a while back, a few months ago. But listen, the only reason I'm on a global platform, actually RT aired that, but it came out of, I think, the U.S. first, but they aired it. The reason that's happening is scientists and government people hear me, insiders hear me, and they know, wow, that guy actually knows what he's talking about. I'm not bragging, but William Benny's been on the show many times, and he goes, wow, you really know about all the angles of this. Other people don't understand this. Even people he worked with didn't get it because they all just want to do their little job and go play golf. No, I really want to know how all this works. But it shows the power of the individual that now in publications and in major TV shows, I'm seen as the opposition. Well, it's only because I was willing to fight. And that's a testament to all of you. There are people more articulate, smarter than I, who need to take action. But even if you're not more articulate than I or don't have as much energy as I, write a book, write a newsletter, talk to your police chief, visit your sheriff, put my films in the library. If everybody starts doing a little bit, many hands make light work, and we can defeat the globalists. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you for 8 years through the app. I haven't missed an episode. I've purchased a lot of your products. They're all great. And you motivated me to make a movie, and I appreciate you plugging my movie, the conspiracy theory documentary, when you aired the Comedy Central bit. That was really nice of you.
Brother, I hope that we can nurture and basically garden with all these great sprouts like you out there who will grow up to be much mightier oaks than I. That's what a real leader does, is they try to bring other people along. They try to mentor. That's what real civilization is all about. And so, of course, if you're doing auxiliary reporting and everybody can be an InfoWars reporter, you just say you are unofficial. Because then we could have setup folks say they work for us and do bad things in our name. We have to clearly expose those false flags. That's been tried before. But if people do legitimate, real reporting, we'll link to it. We'll promote it. And then we'll promote, when we can, whatever separately you're doing. Because we're all going to hang together or hang separate, to quote Benjamin Franklin, my friend. I mean, this is a war. I'm looking for soldiers in the info war. I'm looking to win. And the video you produced was Comedy Central Show Chides InfoWars with Clone Website. Segment features main character browsing Conspiracy Wars site with crazy headline using our header. Michael Jackson in Richard Branson's space condo was the headline. Well, God bless you. Anything else, Adam?
Yeah, a lot of people made fun of me. My friends made fun of me saying, oh, you're just making something out of nothing. But then the very next week with the David Cross movie, I showed that to them, too. And then I show them the Bill O'Reilly and the Rachel Maddows, and they finally start to get it. I'm trying to put together all the clips to make a documentary about that also. But you and Joyce Riley mentioned the lawyer at the Boston bombing trial, how she's connected to the Massawi trial and the Unabomber. They did release video of the younger brother running away from the scene, and you can clearly see he has no backpack. So I've been with you the whole way with the Boston bombing.
Totally staged. The older brother was CIA on record, and they just burned their two guys. The younger brother's probably dead. And I've talked to the family. They've been about to come on, and they get death threatened. Okay? I mean, let me tell you. I mean, that Boston bombing was a $3 bill.
Pictures of him since the boat. And the friend in the courtroom on the first day said that it didn't sound like him, and it basically he said it wasn't him on mainstream.
They cut his throat out. He had not been shot in the throat. They cut his larynx out, basically, to shut him up. They shot the boat full of hundreds of holes and didn't kill him. They're totally framing him. He's got a lawyer saying he says he's guilty. I mean, this is sick. Appreciate your call. God bless you, Adam. Adam, take action. Make films. Expose things. And exactly. Mark Twain said it best. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Your friends will laugh at you up front because they're insecure and they feel bad inside that they're ignorant. But as they see that you're right, and as they see things are happening, they'll remember those seeds you planted, and many times they sprout. I mean, I was dumb as a box of rocks back when I was 15. I knew history, but I didn't know it was repeating. But later, those seeds sprouted, and here we are today. And so my mission is not to be one mighty oak in the media landscape with grasslands around us. I want 1,000 oaks, 10,000 oaks, 1,000,000 oaks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones55.com and get a free sample. Visit WHOLETones55.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones55.com. WholeTones55.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What you stand up for true?
The big theme I see emerging, just tracking the news the last few months, is massive attacks on free speech, but not just the whistleblowers or insiders exposing crime, but independent media itself, the internet that its main platform, launch point, its ether, its format, but also the data itself. And that's coming up in the next segment. This affects everybody big time. It's the surest sign of accelerating despotism and a totalitarian atmosphere. But that's happening because they pushed a totalitarian takeover. People woke up. The old American instincts kicked in. The old Western instincts kicked in. Renaissance started to kick in, and now they're trying to accelerate and triple down, and it is like adding nitrous oxide to an internal combustion engine. It is doing nothing but accelerating liberty. That said, though, the car can fly off the road and hurt everybody. This is a very dangerous time. That's why we de-escalate with the police. We de-escalate with the system. Because even though they're doing a lot of bad things, they don't know they work for the New World Order. They're starting to figure it out and starting to get the big picture. They're not the enemy. I'll say it again. I found being around feds, being around local police, being around military, being around NSA people, being around, you name it, from top retired generals, recently retired, to top NSA people, right down to police chiefs around the country and sheriffs, they are the most awake group. They're either evil and serving the system, or they're good and awake and don't know what to do and say, I wish the people would wake up and support us. The globalists know if we start getting together with local government and good people in the federal government, we can form a coalition that's legitimate, that's strong, with people like William Binney and Ron Paul and others, and we can legitimately have reform. But the globalists don't want that. They want a race war. They want division. They want balkanization ahead of that. And that's why they're pulling out the stops. I mean, you know the new Black Panther Party all over the country. Marching around saying, kill police, shoot police, oink, oink, bang, bang, kill a pig. Here in Austin just 2 days ago, we played the video yesterday. You know if a libertarian group, not that we'd ever even do that or want to do that, you know if a conservative group did that, we'd be arrested. You know that's a terroristic threat. You know that's organization to do murder. That's planning, in my view, legally, capital murder. To march around saying, we want to kill 20 cops, we want to shoot them, we want to take them out, armed in an organized group. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if 20 people are marching towards me with guns saying, we want to kill Alex Jones, I legally and lawfully have the right to get in a stance on the ground, open fire. Now, what I'd actually do is just try to get out of there. I'm not looking for trouble, but you know, this is just a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is all federally financed. These are useful idiots. Let's go to another call. Maria in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I'm so happy to talk with you today.
Thank you.
You know, when I first started listening to you, I used to love to listen to you because of your rants that you would do and your little mimicking voices and stuff. You used to really make me smile, even though a lot of bad things were going on. At least I could hear you, and I could feel what you were going through at the same time. I lost contact with you about this time last year, and then regained contact again the end of this year, and tried to get some information through to you and other people, tried to get some information out there, but it seems like everything I do gets blocked. And
well, you're on the air. Get the info out. I mean, one of the biggest frustrations for listeners is they can't get us stuff. Sometimes they do, sometimes we don't cover it, because we're like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest around here. So if you can't get it through to us, put it out on YouTube. Put it out on Facebook. Use enemy platforms to jam the system. Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to do that, but okay, sure. But what I wanted to talk about is, you know, a lot of this information, there's a lot of information out there, and it's a lot of things that, you know, it just seems like it's just you're just bombarded with all kinds of information. But what I want to talk about is what's going on in where I'm living. In my city, I live in a military-type area where they do a lot of weapons testing and program testing and things like that here. And a lot of what's going on a worldwide scale are things that are going on right here in our city. I mean, everything from the education system to the medical to the police to the social services, to all of that are going on in this one in our city, which I believe is going on in probably a lot of cities all over.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're merging the military with the local threat fusion centers and the police and everything under federalized control with centralized codes, centralized dispatch, and then that's being centralized globally all into one huge computer system to track and control everything. It is not a good situation. Plus, GPS is based on satellites. What if there's a big solar flare?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
One ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, he's definitely a bigger whistleblower than Daniel Ellsberg. And I've had Daniel Ellsberg on the broadcast, the Pentagon Papers. He's certainly much higher level than Snowden. And he's just been in Germany making a film with Oliver Stone about the NSA. William Binney was number 3 at the NSA, depending on which news article you read. He directed their technological development system, so he actually knows the entire grid and infrastructure. And he saw criminal spying violated the law in 2001. He told Congress quietly, so the SWAT team raided him. He followed the law. And here he is 15 years later exposing the system. And he will be joining us in about 35 minutes from now in studio. He's here with us in Austin, Texas, William Binney. And the reason I mention that is our next guest, Catherine Paul, Associate Director of Organic Consumers Association, organicconsumers.org, probably the leading group watchdog of other organic certifiers and writing articles about what's happening at state level, federal level, and international level. Just a cornucopia, pun intended, of vital information for people that don't want to eat pesticide-laden food, don't want to eat GMO, and want to know what true organic food is. Part of this revolution that's beginning to win with McDonald's and all these big companies saying, no more bovine growth hormone. We're going to start phasing out the pesticides. We're seeing some big victories here. But the establishment is striking back by going and creating fake PR organizations that come out and go, oh, sugar and high fructose is good. Oh, there are good GMOs. And I've got a stack of news articles breaking this down. But they were banned, even though they set it up months ago, from being part of this big Whole Foods-sponsored event. Headline, Gene Giants Kick OCA Off South by Southwest Food Panel Discussion. And I wanted to just show TV viewers and read this for radio listeners, just the news the last 3 days. From Monday to today, just a few articles I grabbed out of the stack here. U.S. sets new record for denying censoring government files, AP. AP president says that it's totalitarian. What did William Binney tell The Guardian a few months ago? He said it is a total totalitarian takeover, close quote. What does AP now say? It is a totalitarian takeover. That's AP. It isn't Alex Jones anymore using words like that. Folks, you look out your window and your neighbor's house has fire shooting out of the windows, it's on fire. That's an alarmist statement. It's on fire. Well, that guy's alarmist. He's upset. What's wrong with him? Well, people weren't paying attention. Of course I was yelling and screaming. Foreign corporations have hijacked the country. They own both parties. We're in trouble. Just one headline. Here's another one. FOI, FOIA Access of Information Scoring 2015. State Department gets an F. Here's another headline. White House exempts itself from FOIA request. Totally. As of Tuesday, the Office of Administration will no longer have to heed FOIA request. According to RT, they just say they don't have to. That violates the Open Records Act, National Security Act. That's a felony. They're just announcing it, though. Remember when Cheney said he was above the law and that the vice president was more important than the president? Remember Nixon saying it's not illegal? In fact, can we find that clip when Nixon said, it's not illegal when the president does it. It's okay when the president does it. So continuing, here's another article. FDA proposes to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings. Look at that headline right there. So they want to just get rid of even letting you know what they admittedly what these drugs can do to you. Here's another one. Coca-Cola caught paying health leaders to say soda is healthy snack. Yeah, this is how they operate. I'm going to stop right there and go to Catherine Paul, whose organization has been banned from South by Southwest, and we even know who said ban it and who they follow their orders from. Folks need to understand that the people that are running South by Southwest are extreme totalitarians and have been messing with me for 20 years, trying to jack with this radio show and TV show. So they're really bad guys. And I've been telling you this for a long time. It's becoming more and more evident. Catherine, I wanted to do 5-6 minutes of background. So it's not just you that this is happening to. They had the police ticket us for using a sound device downtown, warning about GMOs and McDonald's. But they were letting everybody else use sound devices, including the pedicabs and other groups. And they've let me march many times with a bullhorn, and they've lost lawsuits over it. But still, they ticketed us and shut us down because McDonald's ordered them to. I guess they're the boss, but not for long. Catherine Paul, thank you for coming on with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You just heard that background. Can you comment on that and then tell us what's happened to your organization?
Well, none of what you say really surprises me, and And we've seen this, you know, my focus has been for the past few years on the biotech industry corporations and the, we call them the junk food manufacturers. And they're not only, you know, propaganda programs and the millions of dollars that they spend to sort of spin the truth, but also their obvious manipulation of the federal government from the FDA right down to state and local politicians. So what happened with us, as you say, is I one of the organizers of a panel, a session there at South by Southwest, contact me, asked me if I'd be available to participate on a panel with Kathleen Enright, the executive VP of the biotech industry organization, and I said, sure, would be happy to sit there and have a discussion with her. But when there was no follow-up with confirmation, and I finally, you know, reached out and said, what's up, I was told, well, Kathleen Enright had said, we were not allowed to be on the panel, so they basically uninvited me.
So the biotech industry is literally running the so-called panel on safe and healthy food and the future of food here in the trendy so-called liberal city of Austin, where Whole Foods is based. Whole Foods is a sponsor, heavily involved. And so what we have is a Don King boxing match, a fake debate with a bunch of hand-picked people that won't actually engage in any real discussion. What we have is perception management.
Exactly. And you know, I picked up the phone and I called Kathleen Enright and I said, is this true? Did you really uninvite me from this panel? And she said it was absolutely true because they didn't want to. She figured that if I showed up, there was going to be a debate about the health and safety of GMOs. And she said that that debate is over.
Don't want that.
That's not the conversation she wanted to have.
Notice the same corporate tactic. The debate is over.
Exactly.
That's what the Borg say in Star Trek. We will assimilate you. The debate is over. You will submit. I don't think so. I think the debate's over for them with the thousands of studies coming out that a lot of GMOs are very dangerous. And certainly we have a right to choose. They're trying to block labeling. So they're clearly the bad guys here.
You know, we look at these companies and all of their resources, and they talk this great story about sustainable agriculture and helping farmers and feeding the world. We'd love to invite them to do exactly that, but the way to do that is not by dumping millions of pounds of glyphosate and other toxic chemicals into our soils and onto our food. It's a shame that with all their power and all their resources, they couldn't put it to better use. But the reality is, and as everyone knows this, genetically engineered crops were never intended as a means of solving world hunger. GMO soy and GMO corn and GMO canola oil and all of those things either go to junk food, or the vast percentage of that goes to make ethanol for your gas tanks or to feed animals in feedlots.
Sure, it's all about profit and monopoly in Monsanto and others' own prospectus and corporate speeches. You're a bigger expert on this than I, but I've seen the South by Southwest announcements. It's been on TV. South by Southwest to help the earth with clean, healthy, sustainable food to feed the Africans. And in reality, from India to Africa, GMO is creating disaster zones. And in India, linked to massive farmer suicides, and here to breast cancer and every other nightmare you can imagine. I mean, these are the folks that brought us Agent Orange.
And they're not, these crops are not feeding the world. We're not feeding human beings, starving human beings, a bunch of GMO soy and corn. That's not where those crops are going. And the argument that genetic engineering can, you know, create drought-resistant crops and all of these is baloney, because 99% of GMO crops are engineered for one reason and one reason only, and that's to withstand massive doses of pesticides or herbicides, and that's
right.
What Monsanto and the rest of them are selling, and that's where their profits are. They can't make a profit genetically engineering a drought-resistant crop unless that drought-resistant crop requires some toxic chemical, because that's what they sell.
Let's explain that. The big four companies globally, there's a bunch of other smaller ones, but the big four have mostly the spectrum of business. They could come out with very clean, one genetic trait, studied things that use less water, have higher yield. There might still be side effects. That should all be debated and researched properly. But instead, they've got hardcore pharmacological crops producing live viruses, chemicals, you name it, open air, where they program the crops to produce whatever they want. Folks, I know it sounds Buck Rogers. Look it up for yourself. Look up HIV virus grown in Protegen corn, Associated Press, 2002. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Thousands of these crops being tested, and they just say safe and effective, debate is over, and then all their engineering are these BT crops and other systems that are designed to resist these deadly pesticides that we know. I mean, another two studies came out last week, as you know, where glyphosates are linked directly to fivefold increase in kidney failure. Well, I mean, look at the kidneys failing everywhere. I mean, it's just it is not a suicide pact to go along with Monsanto, especially with their long history. And I'm sorry to be ranting here. It just makes me so mad to watch the so-called liberals here in Austin, Lewis Black and South by Southwest. And it's not just kicking you out and, you know, putting up Monsanto like they're saving the earth and are liberals. It's the whole thing is a censored authoritarian fraud. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, and I mean, I couldn't agree more. And the fact that they can't even allow someone like myself to be there because they don't want to admit that there still is a debate. The fact that they're spending millions and millions of dollars to show up at these places to get articles in publications all over the world written by people who on the surface look like they're scholars or scientists, but when you dig deep into their background, actually have deep ties to industry. I would do on your show to read a couple of recent things that have come out.
Sure.
There are three things on my radar everybody ought to read. One of them is a book that just came out by Stephen Drucker. He wrote a book called Altered Genes, Twisted Truth, How the Venture to Genetically Engineer Our Food.
He's coming on in 2 weeks. He's coming on 2 weeks. Plug the book again.
He's great. It's Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. It's how the venture to genetically engineer our food has subverted science, corrupted government, and systematically deceived the public. Great book. 15 years of research went into this.
And let's go further. As you know, they've got three different big studies just came out, even one from the U.S. government. We now know GMO crops are going through the cell wall and are actually, or the cell membrane in a human, not wall via plant. They're going through the cell membrane and changing our DNA and mitochondria and mutating us, just like they do lab rats.
Exactly. And we have never, ever subjected these to long-term human health studies. And I love it. I just love it when the Monsanto folks and all of their front groups and phony bought and paid for scientists say there's just no proof that anybody's ever died from eating a GMO food, or, you know, we can't trace any illnesses back to GMO food. Well, we can't because nobody knows where that stuff is. There's no real traceability, but scientists are tracing it back. And this idea that if you eat something and you don't drop over dead immediately means it must be safe is ridiculous.
Well, then cigarettes must be good.
Pardon?
I mean, you don't drop dead from your first cigarette, so they must be good.
Exactly. I mean, we have an epidemic of infertility in the younger generation. Why is everybody having to go to the doctor to get pregnant?
Oh, it's also real funny that in a bunch of rodent studies, they never do them in humans, as you said, they can do them quicker in rodents, that it causes infertility in them to eat these BT crops. Funny.
Yeah, it's rampant. The deceit is rampant. The logic is ridiculous. And what I think I think that people are beginning more and more to make the connection between the fact that there are two issues here. There's the issue, well, there are actually way more than two issues, but when it comes to human health, there's the issue of is genetic modification itself creating a product that is itself dangerous and causing us illness? And there are plenty of studies that suggest yes. But also, you can't have those foods without using massive amounts of toxic, poisonous chemicals.
Well, it's clearly both.
And those chemicals, right, and those chemicals not only are on your food, they're in your water. They're in your soil. They're in your, and they're everywhere. And it's just common sense, I think, and I think we see it. It's evidenced by the fact that the junk food companies are all in trouble. And the organics are in farmers markets, whether they're organic or not, just local food that we know where it came from without pesticides. Sales of those are growing like crazy because people are just putting two and two together.
And Catherine, you said you had three things everybody should read, and I interrupted you going back to the book. Come back and tell us those two things. And clearly, we're starting to gain momentum. It transcends left, right. It's common sense. Not having your kids die of cancer when they're 20. This is serious. We know that the worm is starting to turn. I want to know how you think they're going to strike back as awareness explodes. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
We're here warning people. We promote basic liberty. Final segment with Catherine Paul. I'll go back to your calls and huge amounts of news, social engineering news, attempts to disarm us, attempts to balkanize. I'm going to break down all of it coming up in the next hour in your calls. Catherine Paul from organicconsumers.org, excellent site, amazing news, amazing information. She's the associate director. She was banned, and then I guess her group after that, from being part of South by Southwest, even though they were approached and put on the panels. This, I think, is the enemy striking back to answer my question to her, but I want her to elaborate. Trying to shut down debate, trying to create fake debates, but I just don't see it working. It's like a tidal wave of awakening is taking place. So what's the rest of the story? Where do you see all this going now? How will they strike back? And then what were the other 2 points you were going to make?
Well, I wanted to direct people to read a couple of other things just fully to help get more background on really the depth of the conspiracy to deceive consumers, because it really has been a conspiracy on the part of corporations. There's a new nonprofit called U.S. Right to Know that recently published a report called Seedy Business, What Big Food is Hiding with its Slick PR Campaign on GMOs. Great deal of good information on there outlining very specifically to what lengths these corporations have gone to manipulate government policy and manipulate the message. And also another new book out, and I think this is just a sign, I mean, that there's so much being put out there right now. A book called Poison Spring, The Secret History of Pollution and the EPA. Somebody who worked for the EPA for 15 years inside, talking about how the EPA has chosen to ignore its own scientists on the issues of pesticides like glyphosate and pander instead to corporations.
How do you see them striking back? And in a battle, briefly, where are we right now?
In the battle, I think we, our side, is getting pretty close to a tipping point. We've heard from insiders at General Mills, they're absolutely panicked. That's why they're buying up organic companies. We see Kellogg's is in trouble. We see McDonald's is in trouble. Corporation after corporation in the food industry are beginning to see that maybe being in bed with the biotech industry wasn't such a great idea after all.
Even Chuck Norris is coming out against Monsanto. I mean that states the end for them.
It does. So there's the battle on that level, consumers and their interest in their own personal health. That's what's really been driving this for the past few years, and we've seen it with the battles to label GMOs and the lengths to which biotech industry have gone to defeat those laws.
And they won those battles, but they lost those wars, and the backlash is incredible. I want to have you back up for a full hour in the near future. Amazing work. God bless you. Organicconsumers.org. Catherine Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, that's why they push racism and division all day in the name of fighting it. If we ever come together, left, right, whatever, for transparency and liberty and free market and due process, it's over. And people, I mean, let me tell you, the elites don't eat GMO. You go to any elitist compound, any, you know, nice hotel, the more elite it gets, the more organic and clean it gets. I mean, that's another reason they're going to fail. People are learning about that. Also, high-quality supplements to help cleanse yourself. The X2 Nation Iodine, unbelievable. The Oxy Powder, all of it. DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Everything from T-shirts to water filters to shortwave radios. Everything is 10% off. It ends today. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Call now. We can answer all your questions. Get your order in. Thank you.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.